الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, we have made some of you a test for others. All of you are a test for one another. We have been tested all the time by one another. Atasbirun, so will you pass your test? Will you make sabr? You require sabr to pass the test. You need to restrain yourself. Don't do what you feel like doing. Do what you have to be doing at that time. Do find out what Allah wants from me in this test of mine. This difficult test I'm going through, I can't just do what I want to. I can't do what the people of the world are doing. I have to do what Allah wants me to do. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And Allah is watching all the time. How you are writing your exam paper, what you are doing, Allah is watching you all the time. Ulama have written two explanations of this ayat. One is that Allah has made all of us a test one for the other. That is, the poor, their test are the rich people, that they have got wealth. And the poor feel that we haven't got money. Be content with how Allah has kept you. And in that is your success. If you're going to be always moaning, groaning, oh, this rich people, I am not rich, etc., you won't make any progress in life. You'll go down. Happy with what you have got and make shukr on that. And al-ghina, ghina nafs. Wealth is the wealth of the heart, to be content in the heart. If you have got that, then you will be always happy. And if we see this person might be envious, jealous of the rich people, which is harmful for him. But even the rich are those that he is looking at it rich. And those very rich people, they also thinking they poor, looking at the super rich. So they also are not satisfied. So don't let these things deter you. Keep your our object is to please Allah, to prepare for akhirah, to practice upon deen. Our object is not to look who's rich and who's poor. In the same way that some people Allah Ta'ala has made good looking and others are not good looking. Now don't be always worried. We see those people who are just worried of their looks. They want to go for a facelift. They want to do this. They are what and what things they are doing. Spending money, and what they have to be doing, they not doing. So that misleads you. You do what you have to. Allah has kept you, how Allah wanted, Allah made you. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Allah has made all the forms in the wombs of the mothers. Whom He wanted to make more handsome, more beautiful, He made them. Who He wanted to make less, He made them according to that. And so you be satisfied. Don't be always that I must be like so and so. My complexion. Allah made some people white. Allah made some people black. Allah made some people brown. In between. So whatever you are, just be content with that. And this is the same meaning that is in the other ayat of the Quran Sharif also. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلُ اللَّهُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. They do not desire all the time what Allah has given some people preference over other people to. You don't desire, don't get worried in that. How you are, be satisfied. And if everyone is satisfied, and we keep, and that can easily happen, atasbirun, you make sabr, that is what our exam is, that we have to be fulfilling Allah's command. We have to be preparing for akhirat, then you will be able to do that. But if you are all the time just that, this one is like this one is like that, health-wise, some people Allah have given radiant health. Other people, they are young, but they have got problems, this problem, that, in and out of hospitals, all the time. Be content even in that. Even if you take your treatment, what you have to do, but don't be jealous of the people who got good health. In that case, a person, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that a person who has got cancer, then he is laughing at a person who's got a cold. He says, look at the sick fowl here. He's suffering from cancer, and this person just got a running nose. He's just got a cold, a flu. And he says, this poor sick fowl. And how sick is he? We forget what our condition is. So even in sickness, in all things, let us be content what Allah has given us. And وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضُ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. For men and for people we have given shares. For women, for others, all we have given some share. And also we notice that, for example, a person who is blind, Allah, for he in his wisdom, he kept away eyesight. But normally we will see that person in another quality excels others. He's much more intelligent. He's much more hardworking. Something or the other, Allah has compensated. Allah has given that person. So whatever we are, and see the ni'mat of Allah which is upon us, and appreciate that. So there Allah says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not desire that which Allah, what His fadl, that is, it was just a gift of Allah. Not that they were deserving. Whoever Allah has made rich, whoever Allah has made healthy, whoever Allah has made handsome and beautiful, that is not their deserving. They don't, it was from the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Yeah, again Allah says, and ask Allah. There Allah says, do not desire what Allah by His fazl gave to one another. And here Allah says, ask Allah of His fazl. That is, there are those things that you can excel. You can do, you can work hard. Don't just be lying down and say that now I'm useless, we are the underprivileged, or we were the disadvantaged, and now you're just waiting for dish outs from people. People must help us out. No, you do your work. What you can do, you must do. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw people like that, who were what we will call the disadvantaged, he gave money to a person, go and buy a chopper, and go and chop wood and come up in life, work now. So what we can do, we must do. What is beyond our means, we can't change our complexion. A man can't become a woman can't become a man. If you are tall, you can't be short. If you are short, you can't become tall. How Allah has kept you, be content with that. What you can excel in and work for, do that. Bring deen in your life. That everyone, the doors are open for everyone. Work hard for your rosy also. Don't just say that I'm not getting a job and you're not making any effort for a job. Make your effort. Do what you have to do. And see then, for that you are permitted. وَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. That ask Allah Ta'ala of His fazal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا. Allah is watching everything. Allah is a witness to everything what you are doing. So pure guidelines, wonderful guidelines have been given to us. The other explanation is, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made all of you a test for others, for the test of the others. Like for example, the husband is a test for his wife. Husband will have some qualities, habits, which the wife doesn't like. Now, is she going to make sabr or make that a big issue? And when you go to people to sort out your matter, they say these are petty things. But you made it a big thing. You made a mountain out of it. Now you got no peace of mind. This husband of mine is like this. He's lazy. He's dirty. He's this. He's rude, etc. Certain things. Now, certain habits some people got, tolerate that. And Allah made the wife a test for the husband. She also, nobody is perfect. Everyone, the wife also has got some faults in her. The husband has also got some faults. Allah made it to test you how well you will be with one another. As an employer, your employees, your workers are a test for you. Usually employers complain. Workers, they don't come on time. While they're working, they're wasting time. All their list of complaints don't come to an end. And if you ask the employees, about the employer, they don't pay properly. They're very rude to us, how they treat us. So all to Allah made everyone a test, one for the other. Allah made the public a test for the government, and Allah made the government a test for the public. The government always say, we make laws, but the public don't follow the laws. We are doing things to make things easy for the public. The road laws that have been made, so that we can have smooth traffic flow all the time. But we find every day there are motorists who are breaking the law. Speeding, not stopping at stop signs, overtaking on solid lines, accidents resulting, they are causing it. And the motorists got a complaint against the authorities that all what they are doing. They just are out for bribes all the time. They just finding fault in this and that. And they just want to... So all are finding fault in one another. In that way, we are failing the test all the time. And a person who makes sabr and a person who makes shukr, then Allah Ta'ala looks after that person. Allah from His side, He takes away. And we also should realize that whatever problems we have, we encounter in our lives, whether it is in the family, with the husband, with the wife, our health, anything, every problem emanates from us ourselves. The problem is not from outside. The problem is from within us. The cause of it is within us. We disobeyed Allah. Now Allah, we the cause of it, and this goes to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah sends a condition on us. Whether it is now a poverty, where you are short of money, or whether it is a health problem, whether it's a domestic problem, whatever, Allah will send a condition on you now. And to sort that out also, it's not your husband must come right. It's not your wife must come right. You have to come right. If we come right, Allah make all that in our favor. And if we don't come right and we want this person to come right, that person must come right, these people must come right, your problems just increase all the time. So Allah Ta'ala has given us wonderful teachings in these ayat. It is for us that we observe them and we realize. And every condition that comes, understand it's a test from Allah Ta'ala. And I have to see when the test comes, what I must do. And not what that person must do. My wife must change. If somebody can speak to her and tell her that this of hers must change, this she must correct, that she must correct, that's not the approach. I must correct. The buzurgs of the past, the righteous, pious people, they always should advise one another. Themselves, they should keep it in mind and advise others also of three very valuable points. And if we can also bring that in our lives. The first is that... make akhirat your object of life. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Man ja'ala al-humum hamma wahidan. Who makes all the worries one worry. Hamma al-akhirah. The worry of akhirat. So if a person makes akhirat his worry, then hamma wahid, hamma al-ma'ad, then kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah Ta'ala will take care of all his worries of dunya. And that is a fact it is. So that is what we must do. We worried of this thing of dunya, that thing of dunya, that thing. Worry of your akhirat. How many of us worry of akhirat? Today, very common amongst us, if we give one another du'as, what we will say? May Allah give you a long life. That's the most common. And a long life, what's a long life going to help you? If it's in sickness, you are suffering. You are suffering, you're making others suffer also. What's that long life worth? And some of us will add with afiyat, with goodness, that with health, etc. What's the use of that also? You have a long life with afiyat, but you are in the disobedience of Allah. You are breaking Allah's laws. What's that going to help you also? That long life, that's worse. You rather have a short life, you committed less gunas. Instead of having a long life and you had afiyat, good health, money, everything, more you broke Allah's laws. That is worse for you. And how many of us, we to make dua for others or for ourselves, for our qabr. Qabr doesn't come to our mind. May Allah make it easy for you. Even when somebody has passed away, we will tell the people, Allah give you sabr. But who of us really make dua? Allah make it easy for the person in the qabr. He's going under heavy, heavy interrogation. Under heavy conditions he's going in the qabr. And we don't make no dua for the person. Who of us make dua for us that we all have to cross pull sirat? What a worrying thing. Every person, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Of all of you, definitely each one, Allah says, you'll have to cross pool sirat. There is a different thing, that there are those who will cross it, so it's like the flash of lightning. Before you knew what, you already crossed it. And others, how they will suffer, how they will suffer. Some, after all the difficulty and hardship, will make it. How many will fall down? And where you fall down, you fall into Jahannam. But that's not our worry. We don't think about pool sirat. We don't think about qabr, where I'll be all alone and I have to answer for my actions. And munkar nakir are there and they are questioning me. Who worries about that? We are worried here of this dunya. What if I get exposed, it is guna of mine, I commit it. If I get exposed, then how can I cover it up? How can I lie? Where can I go and hide? What can I do? All those things we think about. Anything, we get any other worry also. We think about dunya. But qabr, and the most definite thing is maut. And the most doubtful thing is life. And maut is not the end of things. Maut is the starting of things. Our dunya thinks it will bring death to an end. But it is the start of the real life. And just like a person who is sleeping and is having a nightmare, or he's enjoying, he's seeing a beautiful, enjoyable dream. When he wakes up, it's just a dream. There was nothing like that. At the time of maut, we will actually realize that this dunya was nothing but a dream. The real life has started now. And what have we and this whole life was to prepare for the akhirah. What did we prepare? So the first worry is hammul akhirah. And وَمَنْ تَشَاءَتْ بِهِ الْهُمُومِ and a person whose worries are just about dunya. I must get a better salary, a better job, better car. I must get this right, that right. Just of dunya he's worried all the time. More business I must open, get that property, buy that, make that investment. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I don't care in which valley he goes and gets destroyed. He'll be having problems here, there, and in that his maut will come. And we see how many people, unfortunately, how they were busy in dunya, and their maut came like that. Just in dunya all the time, and maut came in that condition. So that is the one thing which buzurgs and should observe themselves, advise others, make akhirat your object. The second is, correct your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. That our namazas are they in order, our qada and umri in order, our rozas, have we got qada rozas, qada sajda sahwa, which we didn't make. We're not worried, especially moreover the hafiz. We all will say the hafiz, mashallah, is a hafiz of Quran, but he read so much Quran, and how many sajda sahwas are upon him, not sajda sahwa, sajda tilawat which are upon him. Has he made that all that sajda? Where he's got great fazilat, but this is also which he was responsible for. And the masail we have to learn, whether he's sitting in one place reading the same ayat, etc., all that. But the huffaz, and generally this is neglected. The ustad also, he listens to the sajda ayat. Does he make all those sajda? If he doesn't make, it's a responsibility on him. And he's not making them. He never advises his students generally. Which ustad tells his student that, see, you must make your sajda tilawat. We don't tell the students also. The ustad himself doesn't make it also. So how many things? And if Allah takes us to task for one thing, we are blocked. With all our other things in order, but one thing is not right. We know how many times you make some application for a visa, anything else, and one paper is not, or it's there, but something is not right in there, or it's not filled in. and they reject the application. The whole application, how much you work to get everything in order, but this one thing of yours is not right, and the whole thing is rejected. So we have to worry about that, correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. And so many things, a person, for example, when he's young, he commits gunas, there are different other types of gunas. And when he becomes, he makes tawbah, and now he changes his life, he becomes pious now. Many of us, we don't make tawbah of our gunas. And it is so easy. Tawbah, Allah has made very easy. That realize we did wrong. Admit it, I was wrong. And determine that I won't do it again. And now we correct ourselves. That is basically tawbah. If there's any other rights of Allah, rights of fellow people, fulfill those rights also. So easy. And 99.99% Allah accepts the tawbah. And we're not making tawbah of our gunas. And if we didn't make tawbah, those gunas are on us. Gunas don't expire. They haven't got an expiry date. That we made gunas when we were 15, 20, 25 years old. And now we are 70, 80. Now those gunas are expired. They don't expire. They are still there. And we make tawbah, Allah forgives them. And we didn't make tawbah of them, they are there. And if we die with guna, we got big problems. Then the only way is either Allah forgives or the fire of Jahannam will have to burn out that guna. Even if we went with iman, we'll have to go and purify ourselves in the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, it is, just make tawbah. And then, yeah, again, not only tawbah, Allah Ta'ala then bestows you with more favors when you make tawbah. So merciful, so kind is Allah Ta'ala. So, and the doors of tawbah are wide open for every person until sakarat comes on him. Clearly now he sees akhirat, malakul maut, the life of the, now his tawbah is not. And many people make tawbah at that time, but it's too late. And the other for all of us together is when the sun will rise from the west. That's the time when tawbah will be closed now for everyone. Till then, the doors are wide open. And Allah's mercy is waiting for us. And Allah wants us to make tawbah. So we correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. And there are many other things also in that. Then the third, which the Buzurgs are concerned and advise one another, is to make islah of ourselves. We correct our matters with Allah and our islah of our nafs. A person who corrects his matters with Allah, Allah corrects his matters with the people. We don't have to go and correct. We don't have to go and fight court cases. We don't have to take anyone to court. We must correct our matters with Allah. Then Allah will correct our matters with people. Otherwise, we will be endless. How many people all the time in and out of the court? They are laying charges. People are laying charges. Their whole life is like that. In and out of the hospital. All the time we are visiting patients or we are a patient ourselves. That is our life. But you correct your matters, Allah will correct your worldly matters. And you worry about your islah. Allah Ta'ala will take care of all your outside matters. So we do those things, make akhirat our object. And we correct our matters with Allah. And we worry of our islah and ta'alluq with Allah. Even if we're making our five times namaz, but we know we haven't got connection with Allah. The namazes are like empty namazes. It's just like a void. No life in that namaz. No connection with Allah Ta'ala. We're reading our Quran Sharif one supara every day. But from the starting of the supara till the end, we didn't think of Allah. We didn't think this is Allah's kitab also. No connection with Allah Ta'ala. And our whole life passes like that. We are making hafizas. And every year, 5, 6, 10, 15 of our students become hafiz. But we did not make hifazat of our contact with Allah. After all that, we haven't got contact with Allah. Our namazes also just rushing. We're just making our namazes. And no concentration or anything. So we correct these things, Allah will correct our matters. So we must see that we come right. And then you don't, first of all, it comes, it's also clear that Shaitan, our enemy, and Nafs, our worst enemy. Shaitan is the outside enemy, Nafs is the inside enemy. They want to cause us harm, but as long as we are in the zikr of Allah, they can't cause us harm. So when we give up the zikr, and zikr doesn't mean all the time reading tasbih, or that is in the obedience of Allah. And we got that consciousness of Allah. And the consciousness of Allah at all times. Middle of the night you wake up, your dua is on your tongue. You are thinking of Allah. Every time you leave your house, then you are reading dua. When you come home, you are reading dua. When you come home, you make shukr. Ya Allah, I am such that my house should have been burned down. That my wife should have left with the children. And they should have got, but everything is still in order. It's only your kindness that everything is still in order. So we just make shukr to Allah. We leave the home, what and what on the road. Kidnappings today. Allah protect us all. And whoever have been kidnapped, Allah return them safely. Keep them safe and return them safe. But all this is our own doing. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever musibat comes to you, it is your own doing. وَيَعْفُوْ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And what Allah has caused some problem to come to you is just a small percentage of what Allah took you to task. And Allah forgives in abundance. And Allah's kathir, only Allah knows. 99.99 Allah overlooks. When the problem came is because that one little which Allah Ta'ala, not one. That is why you have got, if Allah takes the people to task because of their doing, what's the ayah? وَلَوْ يُعَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلِهِ. Allah will leave nothing standing in this world. Everything will be destroyed. Allah forgives us and Allah overlooks huge amount. So we come right. Our solution, our problem, we are the cause of it. Our solution is within us. It's not somebody else. That somebody else must come right. That person must change his attitude. That person has got an attitude problem. That person is, we come right, Allah will do everything in our favor. So this is a test which Allah Ta'ala has put for all of us. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made all of you a test one for the other. All of us, our attitude is, my wife must come right. She's doing wrong. My husband is, this office must come right. That must come right. My boss, he's not paying me well. He's making zulm on me. Or the boss said, these workers, they're stealing all the time from me. Time they are stealing, they're just talking on their cell phones all the time. They're not doing their work properly. Everyone has got to complain about the other person. Nobody is concerned, I must correct myself. If we learn to correct ourselves, everything will come right. But shaitan and this ghaflat of ours, it just carries on like that our whole life. That we're just thinking all the time. Ustads complain about the students, that the students are not learning. They got no respect, which is common. All the teachers in the schools, they say the children no respect they got. They are being rude, etc. And the students complain of the ustads and the teachers. All complaining of one another. All this Allah has made a test for us. And the thing is, in all this, atasbirun, that is what we must do. That is, we see that we do what we have to do. And we control ourselves and we correct ourselves. And guaranteed, we correct ourselves, everyone else will also come right. Allah will make all our conditions come right. So our problems, we are the cause of it. The solution is within us. We can sort out our problems. May Allah make us understand and correct ourselves and worry about ourselves. And that is basically worry about our iman. Who today really worries? Ask ourselves, today one day has passed. Did we make dua for our iman to be safe? Or have we got this worry, is my iman correct? If one thing in our iman is not correct, whole iman gets nullified. Everything or every aspect, especially the seven basics, otherwise it comes in the Hadith Sharif that the iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba is 70 and some odd number which are the branches of Iman. And ulama have written in detail in the different ways that they have explained this. So all that, do we even take the trouble to find out what are the essentials of Iman? Basic for the common public, Allah reward the ulama, they brought it down to the 7 main things, which we read, آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. How much of us, we even read this even? When last did we read it, which we think, is my iman on these 7 points correct or not? We just not worried about all other things, my car, that the one tire is losing air all the time, I must fix it up. It's got a slow puncture. This problem, that problem, my hooter is not working, this is not working. All that we got to worry about. Everything. One button of mine broke, I must get it fixed up. Anything else, we are not short, we don't keep back about our dunya. We see to it all. But our deen things, which we, inshallah, hopefully understand, deen is the most important. But what are we paying attention? And in deen, iman is the most important. When it comes to namaz, after iman, namaz of our ibadat, who of us thinks of improving my namaz? That is my namaz improving or not from last Ramzan to this Ramzan? Just the outward conditions, forget the inside condition. That the outward conditions, and am I there regularly for namaz, first of takbir-e-ula, am I worried about that? Is my ruku properly? Did we ever go and ask anybody, if I just check my ruku, check my sajda, am I doing it right or not? We're just carrying on. And if we just carry on with driving our car, we don't worry of maintenance, of filling fuel. My car is running well, so I don't have to fill fuel. I don't have to check water, oil, nothing. What will happen? And yeah, which is the most important things, we don't check at all. That is what we have to be worried about. So Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. And that is what is today we will call a great buzurg who's just worried of his namaz. And deen is not only namaz. Definitely, namaz is a major thing. But our aqaid, which are more important, that we don't worry about. And then what yaqeen have we got? Aqaid, they must be correct. And then to have that conviction, iqan, yuqinun, that conviction on that, that is where the sahaba surpass us by and large. We can't match with the sahaba because their yaqeen was so strong on maghibat, on the unseen, that they had full conviction. And the things of this dunya just meant nothing to them whatsoever. Akhirat was everything to them. And for us, good Muslims, dunya is everything. Akhirat is like nothing for us. We don't worry about the akhirat, about our yaqeen. And then comes mu'amalat. And in ibadat, how many other ibadats? It's not only namaz, but all our other ibadat. Are we doing it? Are we fulfilling? Then mu'amalat, our business dealings. Our good business people, they don't worry of the Islamic rules about business, how to do business. Even we are such good people doing qurbani also. But we just tell the person, you get my animals for me, and we don't fix no price, we don't fix the animal. It's just a sale in which nothing is stipulated. What will be the, we'll fix it up. And every year we fix it up. Whereas, what does Sharia want? The price must be fixed. The animal you must see, you must know which animal you are buying. Then they are all, it's not difficult. Today the muftis have explained, even on the internet you can see your picture, what animal you want to buy, whatsoever, the price you fix, etc., the description, the details, and you put, we just, what animal it is, then we see, oh, I thought it would be a big and small animal came. I paid so much and I just got a small animal. And now the argument starts now. That what I wanted and the main core purpose of the Sharia is that there must be no arguments afterwards. That we thought like this and we thought like that. You showed me this sample and you supplied this goods to me. Now it must be clear cut. So our muamalat, good people, that we don't worry about. And then comes mu'asharat, living in society. We know the norms of what the people of the world, that we train our children, when you go, you must go and make salam to all. All the things of this dunya. But what the teachings of deen are, how many do we take that? Mu'asharat, akhlaq, character. Our character, good people, learned people. What is our akhlaq? What immediately in our homes with our wives, how we treat them. So all this, adab, etiquette, all these things, Allah give us tawfiq that we learn these things and become concerned and prepare for our akhirat, which is the most important. Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah.